I've titled this message Daily Revelations. Daily Revelations. Because the longer I live and I look at Scripture, I am overwhelmed by the impetus that is with God in revealing Himself to you and I. Because I did not run after God for Him to reveal Himself to me, neither did you. But yet we know God. Why? Because God pursued us, and God revealed Himself to us. And God, from the beginning of the scriptures, when God said to Moses, in the beginning, God. It's a revelation. Just Genesis 1:1 is a revelation. Now, God's revealing Himself, but people reject the revelation of God, right? But if you're a believer in Christ Jesus, it is because you have received the revelation that He's given by of His Son. Because Jesus said to Peter and the disciples in Matthew 18, who do men say that I am? Who do you say I am? He says, thou art the Christ. And Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father who's in heaven. And so God, who in Genesis 1:1 began to reveal Himself from that day to this day, I said from that day to this day, God has been revealing Himself to you and I. There is a daily revelation of God to you. There's a daily revelation of God to everyone. Now, some people don't know it. Some people won't receive it as coming from Him. But one of my favorite scriptures, and I have, oh, I don't know about 4,000 of them, as do you. But Psalm 19:1 says that the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows forth His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech. Night unto night, one version says, reveals. Another says, shows. But night unto night reveals knowledge. How do we know that that's true? Because if you look at the science of astronomy, people have been looking up in the heavens ever since man's been on this planet and are captivated by it, can't take their eyes off of it. And I'm one of those people who follow science news because I love to hear what God has done in the cosmos. It's amazing. It shows His power and His might. And so I believe that the scripture bears out that not only does God reveal Himself to us, but on a daily basis, He's revealing Himself to us. Okay? So God has revealed Himself through His Word. The Bible is not a book of do's and don'ts. The Bible is a revelation of a person. The Bible is a revelation of a person. Remember in Genesis 2 when God made man, and in Genesis 3, in the cool of the day, God would come down and walk through the garden, and He came looking for Adam and Eve. When did it come? It says in the cool of the day. What day? Well, I guess what you assume, every day, God would come down in the cool of the day and walk through the garden looking for His creation. And so the God who did that then, He hasn't changed. Except for He's come down now, not does He just come down and go up, come down, but He's come down and He's come to live. Acts 2. Jesus said, but tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came down and He dwelt in men, dwelt in the hearts of those men and women who believed upon Him. So God has ultimately revealed Himself through His Son, the living Word, His Son. And if He hadn't have done that, we could not know Him. Jesus said in Matthew 11:27, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal Him. The Son has to want you to know the Father in order for you to know the Father. That's why we stand here today giving our praise, our hearts in worship, because God chose you for revelation. God chose me for revelation. And when I think about it, I say, oh my God, oh hallelujah. I thank you every day for revealing yourself to me. Thank you every day for choosing me for salvation. Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you. Hello. He's chosen us for revelation. So he has not stopped. He's never stopped manifesting himself to mankind. We even sing it in a song. We say this, morning by morning, new mercies I see. So what happens day by day? I'll tell you what happens day by day. We find out that the God who was faithful yesterday, come on, we've never lived today, so it's a new day. There's another revelation coming to you and I today. And what's part of that revelation is that he's faithful. The God who was faithful yesterday, he's faithful today. The God who heard you yesterday, he's going to hear you today. So every day, God reveals himself to you and I as faithful, trustworthy, powerful, personal, approachable, merciful, patient, and kind. And overflowing in righteous love. So you see, on the day when God created Adam and Eve, they knew him as creator. Oh, but there was another revelation coming. Because after they sinned, they knew God as the judge. But the revelation didn't stop there. Because what they finally knew him as was redeemer. When he killed the lamb, took the skins, and covered their nakedness. Covered their shame. There was a progressive revelation. A progressive revelation from creator to judge to redeemer. And any believer in Christ Jesus will recognize God in all three. Will recognize God in all three. Now, what we're going to find out when we get to the book of Job is this. Is that in our lives, most revelation takes place in the context of stress and trouble. Isn't that something? In our lives, revelation takes place mostly in the context of stress and trouble. And we see this not only in our lives, but we see it in the lives of the saints in Scripture. I said a couple of weeks ago that Noah found out about the grace of his family having been chosen to be saved. He found that out in the context of this. God said, Noah, build an ark because I'm going to destroy every person on this planet. Imagine that. That was a revelation to Noah. Noah had no idea God was about to do that. And yet, if you've watched the weather worldwide over the last 2 to 3 weeks, some people have been crying out, it's the apocalypse. It's the apocalypse. And one could think that, but not so. Abraham knew God spoke to him in Genesis chapter 12. You remember what he said to Abraham? He said, get up, leave your father's house, leave your father and your father's house. Take your family and go to a place I'm going to show you. And Abraham knew that God had spoken to him. But it wasn't until chapter 17 that Abraham found out that God, what God says, he means. When he promises, because God had promised Abraham, he says, I'm gonna raise up your seed. I'm going to give you a son. And Abraham said this, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. God said, mm-mm. No, not Hagar's son. I'm going to give you a son by your wife, Sarah. And God did what he said. But you see, the revelation wasn't over then, because in Genesis chapter 22, God said to Abraham, take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and take him up on a Mount Moriah, on a hill I'll show you, and sacrifice him. And Abraham, because he knew the God who had spoken to him in chapter 12, was obedient and took his son, up on the hill. And while they were going, his son said, Father, I see the wood and I see the fire, but where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said this, the Lord will provide. Now, let me tell you something. That's a different type of provision. I know we like to say, oh, God's going to provide me the money. No, Abraham was already rich. Abraham had flocks, he had silver, he had gold, men servants, maid servants. Abraham was wealthy. No, this was different. This was different. No, God will provide. That's where we get Jehovah Jireh from. That God provided another sacrifice instead of Isaac. You see. So Abraham's knowledge of God, his revelation was progressive, and it wasn't initiated by Abraham. It was initiated and sustained by God. Why? Because God wanted Abraham to know him, and God was bringing his son through him. And this is why God gives us daily revelation of who he is. You say, and sometimes we belittle the revelation. We'll be in prayer, and I say, anyone got a testimony? They say, well, you know, I don't have anything big or flower or anything to say. All I can say is God is faithful. He's faithful. And I'm like, help us, Jesus. Do you see our mindset? We count that as a little thing. All I know is, you know, I'm here today. God kept me another day, and he brought me through another. And we'll look at that and say, well, that's just a little thing. Well, that's the whole ball game, church. What are you talking about? This is what he promised he would do. It's what he said he would do. When my heart was, and I was standing here on worship, I felt a little flutter, and I thought, oh, hold on, Jesus, am I get ready to go on the AFib here? On that day, when I was going to the hospital faking, I didn't know if I was going to live or die. That day I went home. That night I went home. What are you talking? I'm like, Jesus. Jesus, thank you. And from that day to this, thank you, Lord, because I know what it's like to have that in jeopardy. Oh, yeah, it means everything to me. Abraham's servant found out. God even gave Abraham's servant a revelation of who he was. You remember Abraham sends him out to go get a wife for my son Isaac. He goes out. He's standing by the well. He says, oh, God of my master Abraham, please let it be. And he's praying not to his God. He's praying to Abraham's God. He says, let it be that the woman who comes out and lets down her pot and waters all my camels, which was a day's work, which I mean, my goodness. And it says, and as he finished speaking, here comes Rebecca, comes with her pot. Hey, how you doing? You want a drink? Yeah. Here, have a drink and I'll water all your camels. And this man's crying. This man is in tears. Why? Because he got a revelation from God about the God of Abraham. And that is that this God hears. This God hears. Hagar had a revelation of the God who sees. And Hagar was not a covenant woman. Hagar was simply a maidservant of Sarah. But God showed her as she cried out in the wilderness and crying over herself and her son. And she says, oh, I have seen the God who has seen me. Why did she have that experience? Because God gave her the revelation of his person, of who he is. Isaac found out that God was a provider in Genesis 26. Jacob found out, listen, if you go through the Bible, just let your mind run through it. All the people, God revealed himself to them. Jacob, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, he's asleep and he has a dream, Jacob's ladder. He sees the Lord up at the top of the ladder saying, this land that you're lying on, I'm going to give it to you. I promised it to your father Abraham, your father Isaac, and I'm going to give it to you. And when Jacob got up, he says, what a fearful place. What an awesome place. He says, God is here and I didn't know it. A lot of people in that place, God all around them, and they have no idea. Until God reveals himself to them. And what is he in the business of doing? What has he been doing from day one? He's been revealing himself to people. And he hasn't changed. He's doing the same thing today. However, he also chooses to reveal himself through his people. That's where you and I come in. He wants to reveal himself through us. Amen. And this is why when I was talking earlier about us and just admonishing us regarding this whole virus and this whole thing, when Christians act like they don't know God, Christians act like they haven't seen God. What the spirit thereof. And you say, well, can that happen? Remember, Jesus told James and John, you don't know what spirit you're of, when they wanted to call down fire from heaven and kill some people. Jesus said, you have no idea what spirit you are. That's the wrong spirit. And when it's wrong, we need to turn from it. Joseph found out that God could take all the evil that haters mean for you and turn it around for your good and the good of others. Moses found out, this got me all excited, amen. Moses found out that God can use a man after a 40-year sabbatical. Because Moses went in the desert when he left Egypt, remember? And he married a woman, Zipporah. And it was 40 years between when he left Egypt and went back to Egypt. But God called him. God chooses to whom he will reveal himself and what he will reveal about himself. So in Exodus chapter 6, remember when God's going to use Moses to bring them out of Egypt. And Moses, God is talking to Moses. And he says to him, I am the Lord. Now listen to this. I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Lord, I was not known to them. Listen to that. He said, they knew me as God Almighty. And because my daughter's always, she'll be reading scripture, she'll come and say, Dad, why didn't God get after, Jacob and then had all these wives? I said, well, here's the answer right here. Here's part of the answer right here. He was known to them as God Almighty. But when Israel came out of Egypt, in Exodus chapter 20 up on Mount Sinai, God says, here are my commandments. What did Israel learn about God that the patriarchs didn't? He's the Lord. He's not simply God Almighty, but he's the Lord. And the Lord tells you how it's done. The Lord tells you how to approach him. So the children of Israel found out that God is a moral, righteous, holy, and a jealous God, where the patriarchs didn't receive that revelation. Gideon found out that God was Jehovah Shalom when he was scared to death after seeing God's angel. Samson's mother, who you'll remember was barren, was sitting down minding her business, and all of a sudden the angel of the Lord appeared to her. It says, you're barren, but you're not going to remain barren because the Lord's going to give you a son. Now, what did she? She didn't do anything to garnish that revelation. Neither did Mary, the mother of our Lord. No, Gabriel just showed up. Why? Because God is in the business of revealing himself to us. And if you listen, if you have your eyes open, you'll see it every day. I've been meaning to call you. See how you're doing. Amen. Good to see you. Amen. We'll talk. You. Yeah, you. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 21 reads, then the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. The Lord revealed himself to Samuel by the word of the Lord. Do you remember how God revealed himself to Samuel in the beginning? He was lying down in the temple with Eli, and the Lord comes and says, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel jumps up, runs to Eli. Here I am, for you did call me. Eli said, no, boy, I didn't call you. Go lay down. And so that keeps happening. And finally, Eli says, it's the Lord. And the Lord revealed himself to Samuel. But who initiated it? God did. God did. Why? Because all throughout Scripture, and remember, God does not change. All throughout Scripture, it was God who was coming and revealing himself to his people. So what's he doing in your life every day? I'm going to tell you what he's doing. It was just like when I went to visit the Dombos a week or so ago. And the Lord had already whispered in my brother's ear, in Moses' ear, says, your daughter's going to call you and tell you, come on back home. He had an unction in his spirit. An unction in his spirit that was going to happen. A month or so ago, I remember talking to Mary, and Mary said, my dad's coming home. I said, okay. Now, I already had the knowledge, but two and a half weeks later, I'm minding my business, sleep. You know you mind your business when you sleep, right? Okay, I'm asleep, and I wake up in the morning, go back to sleep, and I had a dream. And here Moses. I see Moses. He's in the dream coming through the airport. And next thing I know, he's here. And he's here with his family and everything and rejoicing and everything. I woke up from the dream. Man, I got on my phone texting Mary. I said, Mary, is your dad here yet? Because it's coming down from glory that she says, he's not here yet, but Pastor, please pray. I said, oh, sister, you ain't got to tell me twice. Amen. I'm be praying. So I'm praying, and here. He's here by the grace of God. Amen. So over and over and over in Scripture, maybe I'll end here. What time is it? Maybe I won't. But the book of Job, you remember all that Job went through. But the end of the book, what Job says about God, he said this, I heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. What's that? It's revelation. God showed up. God was hidden in the beginning. Amen. But God showed up at the end to reveal himself to Job in the whirlwind so that Job might have a better knowledge of who God is, right? And we'll get more into that next week. But not only that, the Lord appeared to Solomon. Well, of course, we know the Lord appeared to David, and by David's own telling, as best we know, this is how he did it. He said, your servant was watching sheep, and a bear came and a lion came and took one of them, and I rose up. I don't know how many men have killed a bear with a stick or a lion with a stick, but David was, that was one mighty man of valor. But it was God flowing through him because he said, this Philistine is no different. The Lord will deliver him into my hand. And so God revealed himself to David that way, but then to David's son Solomon. What is so, it's just over. You go through the Scriptures. It's over and over and over and over again. Solomon was a peacetime king. He was not a man of war. And the Lord appeared to Solomon twice. Twice. Remember the first time he appeared to him and he said, after the Lord met with him, Solomon offered all these sacrifices. And he says, well, what would you ask, Solomon? And, Solomon asked for wisdom. And the Lord said, because you didn't ask for riches or long life or the life of your enemies, I'm going to give you the wisdom that you asked for, but I'm also going to give you all the things you didn't ask for. But the beauty of this is that God appeared to Solomon. Not once. Twice. And yet Solomon lost his mind. Isaiah. I could go on and on. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. God revealed himself to Isaiah, the call of the prophet. The call of the prophet. Amos, who was a sheep breeder and a keeper of sycamore fruit. I went and looked up sycamore fruit online yesterday just because I wanted to see it, as I'm studying this. It's like fig, like a figs or some fruit like that. But listen to what Amos said in Amos 7:14. Then Amos answered and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, nor was I a son of a prophet, but I was a sheep breeder and a tender of sycamore fruit. Then the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said to me, go prophesy to my people. Prophesy to my people. And so the Lord chose him for revelation. Amen. Because in order to prophesy, you got to have some revelation. Amen. So let me just mention the prophets, and I'll leave the rest for next week. Can I do that? Let me see. Let me see if I can do that. No. We'll see. Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. Listen to what the Lord says. Then he said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. What is the key? The key here is that God is saying he reveals himself to the prophets. And if God doesn't reveal himself to you, there's no prophetic dream. There's no prophetic vision. Amen. Carl stood over here the other day a couple months ago and began to prophesy the word of the Lord to someone here. And it came to pass just as he prophesied it. Why? Because the spirit of prophecy rests upon our brother. But not only our brother. Yeah. You ready? Numbers 11:29. Then Moses said to him, remember that Eldad and Medad were two elders who were prophesying in the camp. They were supposed to go out with the 70 elders to meet the Lord in the temple with Aaron and Moses. But two men got hung up in the camp. And when the Spirit of God came down upon these elders in the temple, it also came down on Eldad and Medad in the camp. And they were prophesying in the camp. Joshua runs out and says, my Lord, he says to Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. Tell them to stop. And Moses said, He says, are you zealous for my sake? Are you jealous for my sake? Listen at what Moses says. Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets. Oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. Joel chapter 2, verse 28 agrees with that. It says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Hallelujah. I remember when I first got saved, how God began to give me dreams, and I'm minding my business, and our house is full of roaches. Anybody ever been in the ghetto? You know that roaches live in the ghetto. Amen. And when you get up in the middle of the night to go to the kitchen and you turn on the light and it's like, oh my goodness. And you see them boys scurrying in everywhere. You open up the cabinet to get a cup and one comes flying out. You step back. You know, when you open up the cabinet, you step back because one coming out and, you had roaches. This was just the way it was. And it's funny how God meets you right where you are. Amen. And so I'm 19 years old. I don't know when, that's when I got saved. I don't know when I had the dream, but I would say I was 20 or 21. And I had a dream. And in the dream, I walked into the kitchen, flipped on the light. We had yellow tile carpet, a yellow tile floor, flipped on the light in the dream. And there wasn't a roach to be found. I opened up the cupboard. There was not a roach in the cabinet. There wasn't a roach in the house. Hey. Now, look here. You know, number one, for that to happen, you know, that'd be a miracle. Because Orkin and Ortho not going to do it like that. You hear me? I said, no, Orkin and Ortho not going to get it like that. I had this dream. I woke up the next morning. I told my mom. I said, Mama, I had a dream. Mama, every roach was gone. 2 weeks later. Amen. 2 weeks later. I got up middle of the night, couldn't sleep, walked into the kitchen, flicked on the light, not a roach in the house. And from that day to this day, I haven't laid eyes on a roach in any of our dwellings. Hallelujah. You say, what's that? I tell you, that's the spirit of prophecy. That's God letting you know, I know the future. Not only do I know the future, I command the future. Come on. I'm going to command it, and I'm going to show you how it's done. Amen. And that's not the only dream I had. Hey, look here. It's dream after dream after dream. Why? Because his spirit, the spirit of prophecy, the Lord's people, he says, oh, that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. Here's the thing, though. You don't determine what you see. Hey. You don't determine what you hear. I've seen some things and heard some things I wish I'd never seen. I've seen things that alter people's destinies. People in this church and people with national, on the screen, on television, worldwide ministries, I've seen things before they happened. And that one ministry was at the pinnacle. And I saw it 2 months, 3 months before it happened. And 3 months later, his marriage, his church, everything was in the dust, literally in the dust. You don't determine what you hear. You don't determine what you see. But Paul says this in 1 Corinthians, you all may prophesy. You hear me? You all may prophesy. That all might be encouraged, that all may learn. I shared this story not too long ago. I'll share it again. 2017, I signed a 3-year lease at my business. It expired in November 2020. 2018, I'm looking over my numbers, revenue, all of this, expenses, and so forth. And I determined that either you're going to have to move or you're going to have to raise your prices because you can't stay here with the way cash flows is. And this is pre-pandemic. And so in 2019, in March of 2019, I put together, drew up a plan in prayer. Sitting down, it's okay, I need to raise these prices, this, in order to cover the shortfall for me to stay in this building because of the rent and how expensive it was. And so I laid all of that out, put it in an Excel spreadsheet, and when I did it, I was like, okay, great, I don't have to move. So I just closed the Excel spreadsheet and put it aside. Fast forward to January, February, March 2020. In April, the government shut us down. My revenue was down 94% last April of 94% for the month of April. And that whole year, so I'm praying May? You know, I'm really in prayer because I'm like, Lord, the money, there's no money. We have no business. We can't work. And while I was in prayer, the Holy Ghost said, you remember that plan you put together a year ago? And I said, yes, Lord. He said, now's the time. Now is the time. I'll have no words. I just magnify the Lord because in 3 months, and what was June, that was June and November, 5 months, I shut down my business that had been in that location for 29 years, and just moved it into my house. Why? Because the Lord has daily revelations for us. Daily. Paul, I should leave Paul alone. Amen. So day by day, let me say this, I'll close. Day by day for the believer is a display, a manifestation, a revelation of God's power, of his goodness, his favor, his mercy, his love, his patience, and his kindness. This is a constant display of who he is. And yet the unbeliever does not see it for what it is, but the believer rejoices in God because, at least we ought to, because we know what we're looking at. Amen? Let's stand. We'll look at the rest next week. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for your favor, your goodness, and your kindness toward us. Seen and unseen, the hand of God moving and delivering and making a way for us where there, in so many instances, obviously was no way, but you prepared a way. And so we thank you, O God, for revealing to us, for opening our eyes and causing us to see, Lord, your handiwork. Father, I pray, Lord, that it would increase, Lord, that just more of our understanding and comprehending the breadth and the width, the length and the depth, the height, to know the love of God, which passes knowledge, that as you reveal yourself to us on a day-by-day basis, oh God, Lord, our appetite is being whetted, Lord, for the ultimate revelation of the second return of Jesus, Lord, of us being in your presence, oh God, of the fullness of the revelation of God toward us. Father, I pray, Lord, that your word would have free course in our hearts and in our lives, and that the thoughts and intents of your heart would be established, O God, and brought to pass concerning us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people said amen. Amen, amen. God bless you. Real good.